probably working.
There we go. The recording has started, so let me play this.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hello, Nate. How are you?
I'm getting a little tired. This is the third show we've recorded tonight.
We both worked.
You just worked and came straight here. I worked, had time to make my dinner, set up the living room studio,
which I appreciate,
and then did the show. And this would have been a couple weeks ago now, when Kareem Daniels was sitting in for you on the Nate Darling show, and my cat Hef took a big steaming cat dump in the litter box right behind where you're sitting. Yeah, and did not bury it well. Yeah, it was bad. It was so bad I had to actually get up during Cooler Tool, because everybody was like, oh my God. So I had to get up during Cooler Tool, and I'm like, Christiana, you have to run this part. You have to go around. You can read the computer screen from there. You do Cooler Tool. And I had to grab the cat box, the litter box, and bring it into the other room. And I came out with some spray. And they're like, I can still smell it. It's like, well. So I also, new policy when we're recording the show here in the living room studio, I move the cat box to the other room before we start. So there is no cat box in the living room studio while we're recording.
We appreciate that.
So we can't repeat that.
That's a new thing. What are you feeding your cats, dude?
Dry cat food. There it is. But listen, anybody, I don't care if you're a cat, a person, a marmoset, Marmaduke, if you take a big steaming dump about 4 feet behind somebody and don't flush it or cover it up very well, it's going to smell bad. It just is.
Hef looks like he's gone a little heffier.
No, he's just
what
chilling
I did there.
He's
so funny.
Yeah, you are.
I think the conversation we had before this, like, I capped out on my energy. Oh shit! Oh my god! I need one of those sound bites and put it on my phone, so every time I talk at work, I'm just gonna put that over the radio. Every time I make a joke, oh my god, I'm just gonna make everyone's day.
Yeah, and here's what you do when you're just walking through somewhere: walk with your head held high and have something triumphant playing as you're walking around, looking up toward the ceiling.
Can I get a cape? I'm gonna stand in front of an air vent.
You can get a cape and a skirt and stand under an air vent and over a grate and just have them blow until they meet. Whatever works for you.
Ain't trying to show. Oh my God. My friend, I don't know if we were tired or what, but I had the biggest urge to become the douchiest asshole yesterday.
Okay.
So my friends got married and all that cute stuff. Oh shit! Hold on, time flash. But anyway, this is what happened. We're gonna wow.
Happy Labor Day, everybody!
Happy Labor Day. We're gonna remember what day it is. So anyway, my friends and I were talking, and so you know, we're trying to come up for euphemisms of vagina, or yeah, right?
Okay.
And so one of them we came up with is cookie.
Okay,
that's a popular one, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, protect your, you want some of this cookie or like the flour or some bullshit.
I'm the cookie monster. Yes, go ahead. Cookie, nom 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 nom.
Little creeped out.
I actually make that sound while performing cunnilingus.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Of course I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, I don't know. Straight white boys texting. I don't know.
Actually, see, the only time you can do that, but she has to have achieved orgasm already.
Because that's going to ruin it. I can tell you that right now. What he just did made me turn straight again. Not straight, sorry. Made me turn gay again. I was asexual before. Now I'm gay again. But so we're talking about cookie, and like he's like, well, you're Asian, so it's your fortune cookie.
Wow.
So
like dry and crusty? What's going on there?
No, because it's a Chinese restaurant.
There's a fortune inside?
You want to know your fortune? Great pickup line. But so this is what I wanted to do. Like, if I was an asshole, like, if I had the ability to be an asshole and sleep around a lot, if I had this ability, this is what I would do. I would get a bag of fortune cookies.
Okay.
And put them by the bed and then hook up with a girl. And as she's leaving, give her a fortune cookie.
You know, there are I believe there are places where you can get them custom made.
Exactly.
And then you could have like two things of fortune cookies, like your performance has earned you another spot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, and I'll have like, you know, two separate spots, and like that's exactly what I would do. Keep in mind, everyone, this is all wishful thinking in another life, in another universe, because I'm obviously, one, don't have the skill for it, two, don't have the heart for it. Actually, I'm very close to being that jaded where I have the heart for it, but don't have the skill level for it.
It's a tough one to pull off.
It is. It's a very tough one to pull off. If I ever get that cocky and that asshole-y, there needs to be an intervention. Like, there's a line where you can be jaded and, like, you know, where you get your heart broken and all that. You get, you know, sad and you have your walls or whatnot and you just turn angry and just have no heart, so to speak, because you're just so protected.
Right.
But then there's another line where you do shit like that by keeping fucking fortune cookies. Watch this fucking asshole do something. Like, there's going to be an asshole out there who's not Asian or somebody just going to be like, that's a brilliant idea. I'm going to treat all my bitches like that. The fact that you call them bitches is another sign that you're an asshole.
I believe you were the one who just called them bitches.
Oh, and they probably refer to them that too. I hung out with a lot of misogynistic assholes when I was in the Bay.
Oh, okay.
But then they all settled down and they fell in love and it's all that fucking cutesy shit.
And now they're whipped.
Yeah, assholes. Whoosh. Those are bitches.
Well, this might make your heart smile. There's an anti-gay crusader. His name is Jonathan Sines. He's in Texas. Well, his ex-wife has left him for a woman.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. This made me so happy.
See?
Karma's a bitch.
He is a conservative Catholic attorney who is the president of the Texas Values, which is an anti-abortion, anti-LGBT group, quote, dedicated to preserving and advancing a culture of family values in the state of Texas, unquote. Now, back in August of 2011, he was hit with divorce papers from his now ex-wife, Corinne Morris Rodriguez Sines, who they were married for about 10 years. Those court papers obtained by Lone Star Q revealed that Rodriguez left Sines for a woman named Ursimen Paradis.
She sounds hot.
Well, probably. Well, anyway, Rodriguez and Paradis both taught at the Becker Elementary School in Austin. Sines alleged in court records that Rodriguez was, quote, deeply involved in a relationship with Miss Paradis as early as fall of 2010. In a divorce counter petition filed by Sines in May of 2013, he accused Rodriguez of adultery and wanted Paradis banned from being in the presence of his and Rodriguez's two children. Apparently, Sines' attorney made discovery requests and issued subpoenas seeking information about Corinne Sines' relationship with her girlfriend. Sines sought to have Paradis barred from the courtroom during divorce proceedings, and that divorce was finalized last year. And Sines is a vocal opponent of marriage equality who has suggested same-sex marriage support could apply to polygamy or incest and may lead to the jailing of thousands and thousands of pastors. He's also championed gay conversion therapy. Now, the irony of this is that his personal marital issues and public homophobia was not lost on the internet. In fact, Lone Star Q's story went viral on Reddit, on the subreddit, not the Onion. He has been active on Twitter since the news broke, but he has remained silent on any revelation, so he hasn't really talked about it. Here's a little bit of what he sounds like.
Just because a handful of federal judges have decided they want to redefine marriage does not mean that that's appropriate and that's the direction that we should go. As a matter of fact, I think that as these court cases continue to play out, you're just going to see more and more people recognize the tremendous threat of redefining marriage. And I think it's becoming very clear to people that if marriage is redefined, religious liberty will be obliterated. You will see more attacks on churches than we're already seeing right now. And they have already started. Because that is the goal to a lot of people, is not simply to change the definition of marriage, but to essentially destroy it. and to have a type of sexual behavior being recognized and protected in law that will be to the detriment of our society and to churches across our country.
That's just stupid.
I thought I could lose more brain cells from being this exhausted, but I'm pretty sure I'm like tapped out right now.
Well, his wife left him for a lesbian.
For anyone to expend that much energy on hating another group of people or whatever, I just don't understand. It's like, he's closeted. He has to be.
Well, you'd
he
think.
Has to be.
Well, and the thing is, he was like that before the divorce, so it's not like he got angry because his wife went lesbian, or I'm going to use air quotes here, went lesbian.
It's been interesting. Like, they have kids together, and she's been 4 years.
They were married for 10 years.
Yeah, but then she just met her girlfriend
As early as 2010. So anywhere between 2 and 4 years.
Yeah, so that's a lot of you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
dealing with to be with you're with your husband and you're going through this, to hear that constantly, and their kids. I can only imagine what their kids are going through.
Yeah, it's weird that you would feel that. Here's what I'm baffled by, as someone who obviously at the very least had lesbian tendencies at a certain point until she decided to become a lesbian and settle down with a girlfriend. How do you pick that guy? Of all the guys in Texas, how's that the guy you picked to marry?
The senator, the money? I don't know. I don't understand people and couples anymore. I'm all given up on love and hope and relation. Couples don't fucking make sense anymore. They just don't make any sense.
No.
Well, they don't. This doesn't make sense to me. And there's some really shitty people out there that I'm just like, how are you in a relationship? How can someone love you?
Aww,
really?
That's
that is a mean thing to say. But someone like this douchey and this dumb, what could you do?
I don't know. I think the real question is, why not believe in love? Because it's important. I mean, Huey Lewis in the news told us to.
I'm silent because I'm busy judging Nate while he's rocking out to this. That is the silence, you guys. The silence is me judging.
Well, here's a little other news for you. Neil Patrick Harris is not a Gold Star gay. See, the beloved gay sitcom frontman turned Broadway star broke the news during an interview with Glamour this week. It's been 2 weeks ago now. But in the piece, Harris revealed he had sex with a woman during high school in the 90s.
Everyone has.
Hold on 1 second. Do you believe in love? Diana.
No. Do you believe it's true? No.
He said, in high school, all my friends were sleeping with girls, and it just seemed like that's what I did. That's what one did. So therefore, that's what I did. But it left me feeling unsettled, as if I had done something wrong. That's not a good feeling. But now I think it's easier to avoid that fate. Today it's cool to see a happy lesbian couple who are high school juniors. Better that than have those two girls marry people that they're not attracted to, have 3 kids, and then come out when they're 50.
That's true. Hey, that's true. I was delayed. I think, honestly, that's when I hooked up with a guy. I didn't hook up with a guy until 25. 25? I'm 26 now. Yeah, 25.
Okay.
What month is it? August? No, I think I hooked up with one of... No, I hooked up with one of...
It's September 1st.
Fuck.
It's
what?
Labor Day.
Dear goodness. Either way, mid to over the hump 20s, I hooked up with a guy, and it felt like... I mean, it was fine. It was whatever. He was a really sweet guy, so it was fine, but, I didn't feel right. But then I think I went through a period where, sex... My friends, everyone around me was like, sex is just nothing. Right. So I was like, well, what's the difference with the guy or girl? I mean, I understand it's better, but it's at this point, what's it matter?
Right.
And I can kind of really understand, for the longest time, I thought I was straight because everyone else around me and with that mentality. But no, nowadays, I think my generation and older, I think it's harder to find a gold star gay person.
Right.
I think now it's easier because it's a little more socially acceptable.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm getting that contrast because I the way if you're socially around something all the time and it's not normal. Because for me, I'm a super hopeless romantic. So, like, I would see certain things a certain way, and then I would feel abnormal to it. So I'll try something just to see if I really was, you know, that sure. abnormal, or if my feelings were justified or just being, like, idealistic or whatnot. And I'll try it. And so now I can't even, like, I lost my gold star. I'm pissed.
Well, I mean,
25.
To be fair, see, here's the thing. It didn't feel right. Maybe he just wasn't very good at it. Maybe you need to keep trying. Find a guy who's better. I'm just kidding.
Just so everyone knows, Nate is totally kidding.
I'm completely kidding.
I hate that line too. I've had that line said to me so many times.
Yeah, I know. I'm smart enough to know that's not true. And also, you know,
unfortunately, this Texas guy doesn't.
That's true. He doesn't, but he weeps into his pillow of regret.
I can always say that line. Like, that's because he didn't know how to, like, please his wife, and so she. Just kidding, guys. I even dropped my voice. I don't know why.
I would almost guarantee that guy did not know how to orally please a lady.
I'm pretty sure he didn't believe in sex, and he only thought sex was just missionary, and that's all they did. Like,
for
he,
procreation.
Yeah. God, that's another... Why is that? That's so such a miserable way of thinking.
Well, it's an old school religious way of thinking.
That's true. So. You know what? I shouldn't knock on people in the way they think. Even though it's weird and wrong. No, just kidding. That's such an asshole.
Hold on. 1 second. Remember? See, I believe in a thing called love. You need to as well.
I used to. Don't anymore. Everyone have a great... Hope your Labor Day weekend was amazing. And you went after those Labor Day sales, because that's all this is about, apparently.
And barbecues, too.
And oh, yeah, barbecues. Hell yeah.
It's about a 3-day weekend.
My tan was on point.
By the way, Neil Patrick Harris is a dirty liar, because he had previously told Howard Stern he had been with 12 to 15 women before coming to terms with his sexuality. So he either lied to Howard Stern or he's lying to Glamour. Because you can't be telling the truth both times.
Oh, shit.
You sneaky homo.
Those gays. Those gays.
You can't trust them. They're all sneaky. No.
Cheeky little bastards.
I know. Then, of course, at the bottom of the page, there's a list of celebrities who have come out as LGBT, including people you've never heard of, like Wentworth Miller from Prison Break. Jodie Foster, shocker. Gillian Anderson from The X-Files. Anderson Cooper. Lana Wachowski, don't know her. Raven Simone. Oh, no.
You didn't know Raven was gay?
No, I didn't care either. Let's see. Zachary Quinto. Meredith Baxter. Frank Ocean.
Yeah,
Wanda Sykes.
We knew that.
Lucas Cruikshank.
Don't know who that is.
He's a Nickelodeon star.
I shouldn't know who that is. I feel like if I did, that's a whole other issue.
Matt Bomer from White Collar.
Oh.
Anne Burrell. Adam Lambert. Yeah, we knew.
We all knew. Jim came out.
Jim Parsons from The Big Bang
Theory.
Yeah,
I knew that. I was kind of surprised.
We all knew. You were surprised by that?
Well, because his character, I just thought he was just so asexual. I was like, you picked one?
Laura Jane Grace from Against Me.
No idea what that is.
Yeah, well, yeah. She's transgender.
Really?
And is now known as Laura Jane Grace. Used to have a different name. Oh. So Tom Gable was how you might know him before. I'm going to be singing Against Me and the Gaslight Anthem coming up later on this month in Oakland. So
don't know what that is.
Well, they're both bands.
Oh.
Against Me is a band.
Oh, I thought we were watching, talking about movies.
And the Gaslight Anthem is a band. I'm just going through. Cynthia Nixon, gay. Sam Champion from Good Morning America, gay. Kelly McGillis, gay. Tom Cruise Turner. Chris Colfer from Glee is gay, because everybody on Glee is gay.
He's just the spokesperson.
Ezra Miller, who I don't know, gay. Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne, gay. Chaz Bono, yeah. Switched genders. Yeah. Andrew Rannells, don't know him.
No.
Joanna Johnson from The Bold and the Beautiful. George Michael. Yeah. George Michael went above and beyond. Don Lemon from CNN. Todd Glass, who's a comedian, came out.
That sounds so familiar.
Rosie Pieri, yeah, from Everyone Loves Rosie. I don't know. Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block. Ricky Martin. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. Shocker. He was really good at playing a flaming gay guy.
Why.
Lady Sovereign, T.R. Knight, Christy McNichol, Benji Schwimmer, not to be confused with David Schwimmer, Clay Aiken, shocker, Orlando Cruz, who is a featherweight boxer, Shelley Wright, who's a country singer, Mika, who's a singer-songwriter, Lance Bass, I know, you were on People, Denise Ho.
No idea who that is.
She's a lesbian.
Well, shit. This is how...
She's a Cantonese pop star.
All right, here's the thing. This is tidbit for all those celebrity wanting to be famous people out there.
Are you going for the C-list thing again?
If you're a C-list celebrity and you want to get to the B-list, be gay, apparently. Because they're listing hella people that I had no idea who the fuck they are.
Like Amber Heard from...
oh my gosh, she's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
She is...
Here's a shocker. Elton John... Yeah, he's gay. Susie Orman, we knew that. Wait. David Hyde Pierce, yes?
I don't know who David Hyde Pierce is.
David Hyde Pierce is on Frasier.
Oh.
He played Niles Crane.
Really?
Yeah, gay. Neil Patrick Harris on the list. Darren Hayes from Savage Garden.
Knew that.
George Takei, who's apparently the spokesperson for all gays.
He is, and he has hella funny memes.
Well, sure, because he has people who write them for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that came out. He has writers, which, yeah, it's fine. That it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
Portia de Rossi, who's Ellen's girlfriend.
God, she's really pretty.
Heather Matazzaro. I don't know. She was in Welcome to the Dollhouse. Rosie O'Donnell's on the list. We're almost to the end. Nathan Lane, Ellen DeGeneres, Melissa Etheridge, and that's it.
Ellen DeGeneres is like making Ellen DeGeneres and Jodie Foster make it okay, like somewhat tolerable for me to be gay with my parents, like for my parents, because they're like, I love, my mom's like, I love Ellen. And then,
are you like Ellen? Because yeah. I like her.
Yeah, but she doesn't, you know.
That's okay then.
Yeah, but then Jodie Foster was, she was like, I want you to have kids. I'm like, Mom, that's a little different. She's like, well, Jodie Foster has kids. Thanks, Jodie Foster. Thank you so, that's so how, much that's for how fucking she goes. Up my life.
That's how she goes. Jodie Foster has kids.
Yeah, that's how she justifies. She's like, well, look at that. why? Your people can.
Your people. It's dropped to your people on you. Oh, my. Well, anyway, do you have a bitches preach for us before we go out on this Labor Day?
Don't be nicer to people so I can fucking sleep and not be tired as hell and say stupid shit on podcasts.
Yeah. Be nicer has been
the theme for like the whole entire. We should just change the podcast and be nicer.
Yeah, the quit being a dick podcast. The quit being an a-hole podcast, if you wouldn't mind, because yeah, that's kind of what we're going for here. Quit being a jerk.
Is this a sappy love song again?
It picks up. It's not. It's called Get Hurt. It's the title track from the Gaslight Anthems album.
Oh, who you're going to see?
Yeah.
Nice.
Figured I would play, since you were curious, I would play something off the new album so that you could.
Nice, yeah, I'm digging
it. Hear it.
Oh yeah! By this time, I would have seen Comma Kings at Ace of Spades. Oh fuck! I should have plugged that. Damn it! Oh well.
Well, we made it to September, everybody. We made it through Labor Day.
Oops!
Remember, there's not another real holiday until Thanksgiving. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, unless you're lucky enough to celebrate Columbus Day or.
Oh yeah, technically we can't celebrate that. Columbus Day, not Veterans Day.
Yeah, Columbus Day ceased to be a holiday. They just basically give us, you know, get the day after Thanksgiving now.
I'm digging this, though. I'm digging this track.
Yeah, I think you'd like the Gaslight Anthem. I'll share some stuff with you.
Nice.
Later, so you can
know me so well.
Yeah.
This is why I don't know how to do a lot of things on my own, because people do it for me. That's how I get away with a lot of shit at work.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm just like, I never learned how to do this. Well, I'll teach you this one time. And there's so many new employees I never.
All right. Well, anyway, that's going to do it for us for this edition of the Well Hong podcast. Please, everybody, be nicer to each other. And So Diana can sleep. And if you're going to shop Amazon, please go to our website, natedarlingshow.com, and click the Shop Amazon tab at the top. It brings you right there to Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. So thank you in advance for doing that, and we love you very much. So
I intensely like you all very much.
We love you.
Nate loves you.
Yeah, I do.
Because he believes in a little thing called love.
I believe in a thing called love. But will anything else?
No.
Okay.
I'm falling asleep on the mic.
Yeah, we're gonna...
I might start snoring and drooling. I'm super sexy when I do that.
We're going to wrap
keep
it up.
Bitches.
This is the title track from the Gaslight Anthem's new album. It's Get Hurt on the Well Hung Podcast. Everybody be good. We'll see you next time.